How you guys doing?
What the hell is he doing?
Hanging a pirate.
Don't be ridiculous.
Gunner! What are you doing?
Hanging a pirate!
It's seriously demented.
This is no good.
You're on your own.
Appreciate it. It's good to have friends.
Gunner!
Yeah!
This isn't how we work. Let him go.
Why? He do it to us!
Gunner, last chance. Let him go. We're letting you go.
It's good to hang pirates!
They don't kill like that.
Yeah? Not polite enough?
Let him go, Gunner.
How you doing, Barney?
Pretty good.
Now my partner here kicked me with steel-tipped boots. Can you believe that?
You deserved it.
I think I'll need stitches.
Maybe.
I hate stitches.
Everyone does. Let him go, Gunner.
Let him go?
Let him go.
We'll be right back.
How much they're paying you, Bennett?
They offered me $100,000. You want to know something? When I found out I'd get my hands on you, I said I'd do it for nothing.
Hey, hold it.
I'll be back, Benny.
Dosh! Chonta! There!
Captain, what is happening?
We're under attack!
Stand by for evasive!
Bah. Come on, pull! Chonta there! But stop! Kach!
Sir, may I suggest...
Say the wrong thing, Torg!
If it's prisoners you want, there are life signs on the planet. Perhaps the very scientists you seek.
Lieutenant Colin Grissom, come in, please.
Very good.
Thank you.
Every now and then I take the joke too far and get in trouble. That's why I haven't been on the road the last 3 years, because I did a lot of... Did y'all see Delirious? In Delirious, I was making fun of a lot of entertainers, too. That's when I got scary, because I did some jokes about Mr. T, and Mr. T was going to fuck Ed up. I was scared, because y'all see Mr. T, he don't look like, you know, like he can't fight. He looks like he can whip some ass, right? And I was petrified. I was walking parties, and people said, yo, man, Mr. T was just here looking for you. He was walking up to people saying, I'm going to whip him over there when I see him. Then I watched the show, because I didn't know him. I watched the show to see what kind of guy he was, and the character on the show ain't too bright. So I figured if he came up to me, I could use the Jedi mind trick on him. Mr. T walk up and go, I heard you did some jokes about me. No, you didn't. Maybe I didn't. I'm going to go beat up the fool that told me them lies. I was scared. I'd be at parties here. He was looking for me. I would just leave because I don't want to fight Mr. T. Then I found out Michael Jackson was looking for me. And I was like, yo, when Mike, I found my manager called me up and said, yo, man, Michael Jackson is mad. I was like, so? You know, because I fuck Mike up, you know, Mike don't weigh but a buck 05, you know. I bust that ass on Mike. I was looking for my, but my manager said, you know, we don't know everything about Michael Jackson. He might be this bad motherfucker behind closed doors. He's a recluse, you know, behind closed doors. He might be completely different. And I'd be at a party and have Michael walk up to me one day and be like this.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, what's your motherfucking problem, man? Well, how come you keep fucking with me then, huh? What's all the motherfucking jokes? You don't like my clothes? What's your motherfucking problem? You know that I'm Michael motherfucking Jackson, I will bust your ass. Fuck out, my motherfucker. I'll moonwalk all up and down your ass, motherfucker. You mind your motherfucking business. I hear some more shit. I'm gonna put this glove up your ass. I'll see you later.
That's a dumb... I've been trying for 5 months to do the moonwalk, and I can't do the shit. This shit, it's the dumbest dance ever, because I can't do it. That's why I say it's stupid. But how can you do the moonwalk and ask a woman to dance and shit? Be at a party and say, hey, baby, come on, let's dance. See you later. The moonwalk. That's some stupid shit. Michael can do that shit, though. Michael's so famous, Michael went on television and everything he says, the public believes. Went on television and said, I don't have sex because of my religious beliefs, and the public believed it. I know, brothers were like, get the fuck out of here. And white people were going, that Michael's a special kind of guy. He's special. I mean, he's good, clean, and wholesome. Y'all believe it? You know how I knew y'all believed it? Y'all didn't get mad when he took Brooke Shields to Grammys. Nobody white said shit. And Brooke Shields is the whitest woman in America. That's Miss America every year. Brooke, fuck who you see with the crown. Brooke, you look up white woman in dictionary, be a picture of Brooke like this. She's white. And this nigga took her to Grammys, nobody said shit. If I took Brooke Shields to Grammys, y'all lose your mind. Cause y'all know Brooke would get fucked that night. And Brooke knew too. That's why we going this year. No.
Eddie, the way I've got this figured is the new liver loaf launcher ranger can feed the entire camp in 2 minutes. It slices, it dices, it juliennes. And it teaches respect.
Yes, Jake. The liver loaf launcher ranger has taken us one step closer to the elusive Ixaronis.
Ready, Eddie? Lobster bisque.
Lobster bisque, Jake. Ready.
No, not the lobster bisque.
Oh, you don't want to go in the liver loaf ranger?
No!
Okay, I won't put you in there then.
Yeah.
You and your sappy friend, too.
No!
I love crustaceans here. Cut a rip. All right, got it, Jim. Got it. Elevate. Pretty good, Jim.
Chicken pot pie.
Chicken
pot pie.
Chicken pot pie, Jim.
Coming your way, Eddie, rockin' fire! Shoot a baby, shoot a boy! I ain't nothing but a member! Watch it so long this time, Eddie.
Ready, Jim.
And now for Fettuccine Alfredo.
Fettuccine Alfredo, Jim.
First, the fettuccine. And then a little Italian named Fredo.
Mamma mia, Martin, deliver a stranger.
A concentrator.
Let him rip, Jim.
Leave behind. Hey, I give up.
Well, I guess the automatic sighting works.
Yeah, thought I was about to sprawl.
Well, Lamont, I'm gonna have to speed test it now.
Speed test.
So, run.
What do you mean?
I mean, run. Now.
Run to your right!
Yet you walk by and I fall. the way you used to do. But each time I go out with someone new, you walk by and I fall to pieces. You walk by and I fall to pieces.
Need this shit. I am reality. There's the way it ought to be, and there's the way it is.
I can't see it all, divine.
but you still ain't calling. I left my cell, my pager, and my home phone at the bottom. I sent two letters back in autumn, you must not have got them. There probably was a problem at the post office or something. Sometimes I scribble addresses too sloppy when I jot them. But anyways, what's been up, man? How's your daughter? My girlfriend's pregnant too, I'm about to be a father. If I have a daughter, guess what I'ma call her? I'ma name her Bonnie. I read about your Uncle Ronnie too, I'm sorry. I had a friend self over some bitch who didn't want him. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. I even got the underground shit that you did with Scam. I got a room full of your posters and your pictures, man. I like the shit you did with Rockets too, that shit was fat. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Hit me back, just a chat. Truly yours, your biggest fan, this is Stan. Still ain't called a row, I hope you have a chance. I ain't mad, I just think it's f***ed up you don't answer fans. If you didn't want to talk to me outside the concert, you didn't have to. But you could have signed an autograph for Matthew. That's my little brother, man, he's only 6 years old. We waited in the blistering cold for you 4 hours and you just said no. That's pretty shitty, man, you're like his f***ing idol. He wants to be just like you, man, he likes you more than I do. I ain't that mad, though, I just don't like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I write you, you would write back. See, I'm just like you in a way. I never knew my father neither. He used to always cheat on my mom and beat her. I can relate to what you're saying in your songs. So when I have a shitty day, I drift away and put them on. Cause I don't really got shit else, so that shit helps when I'm depressed. I even got a tattoo with your name across the chest. Sometimes I even hit myself to see how much it bleeds. It's like adrenaline, the pain is such a sudden rush for me. See, everything you say is real, and I respect you cause you tell it. My girlfriend's jealous cause I talk about you 24/7. But she don't know you like I know you, Slim, no one does. She don't know what it was like for people like us growing up. You gotta call me, man, I'll be the biggest fan you'll ever lose. Sincerely yours, Stan. P.S. We should be together too. My fans, this will be the last package I ever send your ass. Been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drank a fifth of you dare me to drive? You know the song by Phil Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Phil saw it all, then at a show he found him. That's kinda how this is. You could've rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now, I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could've been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats at you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim? Shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim. That's my girlfriend screaming. But I just, see, I ain't like you. Cause if she, she'll suffer more, and then she'll, too. Well, gotta go, I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh shit, I forgot, how am I supposed to send this shit out? But I just been busy. You said your girlfriend's pregnant now. How far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to hit your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how f*** is you? you got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's this shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other, but maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but Stan, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend. She was pregnant with his kid, and in the car they found a tape, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you. Damn.
Some people call me the space cowboy, yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and I'm on the run. I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. About me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama, 'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
really love your peaches, wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, and I'll show you a good time.